meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist.
Yeah.
Look out, buddy.
Why?
Look out.
What have you been eating?
Nah, nothing. I haven't had good gas in like 5-6 weeks.
Like, well, Jimmy's nothing. Here. You guys inspire one another that way. Or he'll be here anyway.
That's true. The great Jimmy Kimmel is going to be in here in just a little bit. Jimmy is over at his new show right now, and they're just finishing one of the last shows, doing some run-through stuff, doing some tweaks and all that kind of stuff. That's going to finish up about, I believe it's 10:06. So he said he's going to leave as soon as that's over and come straight over here. I don't know who he's impersonating.
Mm-hmm.
So he should be here in about 10:30. Mm. I predict he gets lost. He's been here many times.
He got here pretty well last time.
All right. But yeah. The scenery's changed a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah.
That could prove to be confusing for the lad.
Oh.
All right. So anyway, Jimmy will be here. That'll be good. We'll talk to him. And my God, has this guy got a lot going on. He's on the cover of a TV Guide.
Good for him.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. And I just did a Playboy interview and Letterman and
I can't believe, but I can't believe he's doing that MTV thing and then running up to do his first show. That to me is...
Yeah.
I can't even, get my head around that.
Well, we got to do this MTV first annual Super Bowl tailgate extravaganza. But it's not extravaganza. I keep saying extravaganza.
Okay,
it's
party.
Another word. It's
party.
Another word for party. But we're doing that in San Diego, home of the 37th Super Bowl. And we're doing that on Friday.
Are you actually
that airs Friday.
Going to be able to go to the game?
No, we can't go to the game because Jimmy's got to go out for the game because he's got to do his pregame
with Fox?
Stuff with Fox.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That does not make sense in one day.
I know. And then we're going to hop on this sort of pimped-out lug show cruiser and watch the plasma and head back to L.A. and watch the game on the 5 freeway.
You're going to be on one of those... basically an Escalade, right? With a plasma screen on the
No, front. It's more like the bus with
okay.
the big plasma. It's nice. Got like 53-inch.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it'll be all right. I'll be getting loaded.
Oh, yeah.
Jim would be sweating bullets.
Are you going to be on the first? No, you're on the first one.
No. Hmm. I think they got George Clooney.
Wow.
Well, we can talk to Jimmy when he gets here.
You're going to be there, yeah?
I'm going to be there until I got to be here.
I would like to go support him on that show. Want to go together? Or?
Yeah, he said he didn't want you there.
No, I won't be there.
Okay. Anyway, Robert.
Yes.
You're 19.
Yes, I am.
No. He. I'm sure he'd be delighted to have you there. But me and you both got to cut out at halftime.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe we got to go together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right, good times, buddy.
All right.
Robert.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up?
Well, actually, I was at a CEO chain the other night with my girlfriend.
And I'm so, just got bogus
yeah,
all over.
I don't even believe
we
you.
No, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm serious.
No, I know. I don't know why I don't believe you already.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we're serious.
Well, could you just hear me out? Hear my story, please? It's true. I need some advice.
What, are you in your bathroom?
I'm in my bathroom.
Yeah. I need better acoustics if I'm going to hear you out.
All right, do you want me to walk outside?
Well,
all right.
You could part with. All right, hang on, Robert. Mm. I don't know why Robert said a syllable and a half, and I didn't believe him.
I'm same here. It was just
he was plugging his friend's band.
It was a band, and they had insincerity all over it. It just was nothing, no affect.
Didn't believe him. Caitlin?
Yes.
You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
I guess I need a little...
Oh, Robert hung up, by the way.
Oh, magic.
Gee, wonder if it was bogus or not. Go ahead, Caitlin.
Okay, I just need a little advice or a good kick in the ass or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
Now, hang on a second. We're going to stop you just as quickly. I can feel the affect in Caitlin's voice.
Yeah.
I mean, forget what she said. You feel Caitlin's upset about something, right?
Well, she's a chick. They're very emotional. Go ahead, Caitlin.
Okay, I seriously love my boyfriend with all my heart. And I've had an affair with a married man before, but now I'm having one that's a little different since I'm in a relationship.
So you're compulsively going after married guys.
Well, you had a relationship with a married guy before when you weren't in a relationship.
Right.
So you weren't cheating, but he was.
Right.
But I get the sense, though, that when a married guy is interested, you sort of have to go.
How do I know this new guy's married, though? We don't...
Oh, I'm...
Is the new guy married?
Yes.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's married. Where'd you meet him?
Actually, he's a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to be a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this is abusive dad who leaves. That's that.
That's what this is? Was your dad abusive and left you?
No, not at all.
All right. Drew's wrong.
No,
keep
wait,
going.
No, I asked the questions, though.
No, I don't want to get into it just yet. So you're having this affair. How long has this been going on?
A couple months.
How long have you been with your boyfriend?
7 months.
7 months.
Right.
Usually, and we'll get into Caitlin's problem, but usually cheating at month four means you just really ain't that into the person you're with.
Or you have trouble with intimacy and can't. Let it get too intimate. Got to
right.
Divert it into another relationship.
What about your boyfriend? You in love with him?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, this is the first, like, good, stable relationship I've ever had.
Yeah.
Can't have that.
Can't tolerate that. That's what that is.
I stand
is.
By my original
All right, prediction. Let me ask some questions. Where's your dad?
My dad is at home with my mom.
Aha!
This is your biological father?
I'm adopted.
No!
How old were you when you
True.
Were adopted?
How old was I? I was 4 days old.
4 days old.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And your biological, or I should say adoptive parent, your dad has been there, been a good guy?
Mm-hmm.
When did you find out you're adopted?
Well, I pretty much knew because I'm Cambodian and they're white, so
mm-hmm.
they couldn't really hide it from me.
Boat girl. Nice. Yeah, so you did the math pretty early on?
Yeah.
Hmm. How was that, being Cambodian and having the gringo parents?
Well, it kind of sucked because I was in Texas and there wasn't a Cambodian in sight for the next, like, 1,000 miles.
Wow.
Yeah. And was it tough during, like, an open house at school or that kind of thing?
Oh, totally. All throughout school, like, I never wanted to go just because everyone would think I'm different.
Right.
Hmm.
Right.
And was your dad, like, a policeman or something?
Oh, no. He just works.
Okay. Well, Drew, what about, and we don't get into this, maybe this is a stretch, but what about just as a young woman knowing your parents gave you up? Even if you have loving new parents, and even if you were just a child, but knowing, you know, very young child, 4 days old, but knowing very early on
yeah.
that these are not your biological parents.
Usually? Usually nothing.
All right. And what else? Why the attraction to the married guys? Why can't you tolerate intimacy?
Honestly, I don't know. For some reason, like in the last year, I've become really attracted to, like, older men.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my boyfriend's 28.
Did your dad travel a lot or something?
No.
Was he unavailable in some way that you needed him?
No.
All right. Well, we're going to flip over all the cards and say that once in a while, hey, here's what I want to say. There's certain behaviors that have certain precursors, and 1 out of 10 people don't have any of those precursors and still have the behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Some people get lung cancer and never smoked a cigarette. It's one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
So that may be Caitlin.
Maybe. I still feel
yeah. Drew won't give it up, but fine. You should,
Stop doing this.
Stop doing it. You're smart. You know what you're doing. Stop it.
I know, but it's exciting.
I know. But so are fireworks, but they kill. Or they at least maim.
Okay.
I don't know. She knows what she's doing.
She's in that sort of phase of life, too, when exciting things
She's 19.
Yeah.
She can get away with murder. She can do what she wants.
Mm.
Chicks are they're the belle of the ball at 19. And especially when they're with, not really especially, but even when they're with a 28-year-old.
But she's
this guy.
Older men that seem powerful and are not available. They're married.
Yeah.
It's just, that is that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe she can stop it.
All right.
She doesn't want to.
Right.
So break up with your boyfriend. Do whatever
yeah.
you want.
There you go.
But listen, keep in mind, cops are a little bit nutty, and the wives of cops are a little bit nutty.
Mm.
She may shoot you with his revolver.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, she's harming other people with what she's doing.
Yeah.
The guy's guilty, too, but you're part of it.
Adrian?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Well, first of all, Adam, I just wanted to say I'm totally in agreement with you with the whole religious thing.
Right.
And I'm saying this as a Christian, you know?
Yeah.
But...
Were we talking about this, Drew?
No, but...
In general.
I said it in past shows.
Okay, right,
what's going on tonight, Adrian?
Okay, well, my parents have a 96-year-old morphine.
96-year-old?
Yeah.
96-year-old what?
Morphine?
Yeah, morphine.
Like a bottle of old morphine.
Well, it's more like a... It's in this thing that looks like a Zippo.
What's a Zippo?
A lighter.
Like a lighter.
Or an Asian,
like
depending
one
on...
One of those.
You know.
But it's got the syringe in the middle and four containers with the little pills in it.
Morphine pills.
Yeah, morphine pills. Okay.
But it has a syringe, too.
Yeah, it has a syringe.
Like it's a turn-of-the-century rig.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like... Samuel Clemens junkie rig.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyways, I have a 3-year-old brother, and, you know, he just gets into everything. And, you know, it's right where he can get in, and I've talked to my parents about it and all, but they just won't move it, you know? They say, oh, it's lost its potency and all that.
Well, you don't know what it's...
How do you know it's morphine?
Because it says it right on the bottle.
Yeah, but maybe somebody replaced it with God knows what. It's 100 years old.
Your mom probably got it off of eBay 5 years ago, and there's probably a children's aspirin in there.
But be that as it may.
But there's only one way to find out, Adrian.
But medication that sits around for a long time can turn into other things. You know, it can the chemical configurations can change, and they can be dangerous to take.
Well, that's what he's saying. He's scared of his kid brother.
Well, he's worried about him taking morphine. I'm worried about him taking whatever the morphine's morphed into.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, because, like I said, he gets into everything.
Well, do your parents have it out on display?
Yeah, they have it, like, right on the bottom of the entertainment center.
Have they done other things to sort of baby-proof the house?
No.
They have an antique bear trap in the living room.
No.
The light's broken, though, so you walk around it, you know where it is.
Shotgun loaded, just in case.
Loaded shotgun they let the kid run around with. Of course, there's the Wilkinson swords up there, an old musket that's preloaded.
Belonged to great-great-grandpa of the Civil War. We gotta let him touch and feel the past.
A suit of armor with the mace, ball hanging from the hand.
And a hatchet.
Yeah.
Actually, we do have a musket hanging over the couch.
Nice. Very nice.
Hold on a second. How many times have I suggested that a musket, an old musket rifle, was at a home?
I've never heard that word come through your lips.
All right. How many times has somebody called up and said they had a musket in their house?
Not in this show.
All right. So I'm one for one with the muskets.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. All right. That's pretty. Where's he? Adrian?
Yeah.
You don't find it interesting that I mentioned that your parents have a musket at their house and you do have a musket at your house?
What can I say, Adam? You know everything.
I do. And are these, they in the NRA?
No.
They got a bumper sticker on your dad's van that says, Sierra Club, take a hike to hell?
No, actually, it's my stepdad.
I see.
No.
It seems like, though, they've sort of made you responsible for this 3-year-old. You're sort of the parent.
Actually, I've gone to a psychiatrist, and he says I got the caretaker role.
You're parentalized in this house, and it's not fair.
Hold on. Any guy who has a musket is not going to agree to send his 15-year-old kid to a shrink. And he's not going to name Adrian. You said this is your stepdad.
Yeah, this is my stepdad.
Yeah, if this was your dad, you'd have a dude name. Where's your biological dad?
Actually, he's in L.A. right now.
Mm-hmm.
What? Yeah, he's in L.A. right now.
I see. What's he doing out here?
He works at a couple recording studios.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right, so your mom kicked him out. He went to L.A. and she married Daniel Boone.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Well, look, talk to your mom about what these pills might be.
She doesn't know.
Okay. Right, well
talk to her about creating a safe environment for the kid. That's all. I'm surprised the psychiatrist who had mentioned to you that you're now taking on the caretaking role in the family, you're the parent, didn't also maybe consider making a social service referral because there's a child protective issue here.
You can take those pills to a rave and have Dr. Bruce test them. I think that's what he's been busted down to that now. You know, this would be a good series, by the way.
What, Rave Doctor?
Rave Doctor. I'm going to write that down. We need 25 cc's of D5W stat. I'm losing this kid. kid convulsing in a Grateful Dead shirt.
And my book's about this stuff. That's basically what I wrote about, was taking care of drug addicts.
Really?
Yeah.
But not at a rave.
But if the scenes are kind of like that.
Yeah, but
not at a rave.
This is no rave doctor.
Well, when I write the TV pro part of it.
Well, this is going to be my new hour-long series. Play doctor who's, let's see. What's the background of rave doctor?
A rave.
He has parents.
Oh, what's his background?
I've had anal sex and I've passed out a couple of times.
Bruce is the model, that's all.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Bruce is exactly the leading man type. I think
yeah, but
got,
his history, just
he's
use
got
that.
Too much Adam's apple for that. But
don't cast Bruce, just use his history.
Yeah, I'm gonna work this out. Okay, let's talk to Peter. And just tell your mom you're worried about the kid sticking himself in the eye.
Do you want to save Peter for Jimmy?
What's Peter's problem? He's got a fart question?
Yeah.
Oh, we can fart on command. Let me just get a little sample.
A little taste?
Yeah. Peter?
Yeah.
This sounds like somebody that has this skill.
You fart on command?
Amazingly.
Oh, yeah.
Peter, just a second. I want to point out that a neighbor of mine, Mark Young, who's a professor at USC School of Business, invited his entire, three of his classes to listen tonight. I want you to know how proud I am. That
oh, really?
Tonight's the night we have all the business school students.
Hey, if one of you business school punks rip off my rave doctor idea, I'll see you in court. Kids are sharp, and they're litigious, too. Peter?
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what you got for us.
Okay.
And listen, I want to hear the tide rolling in as well, is coming out. Do you know what I'm saying?
I recently called, and I told you that... Do you remember my call? Probably not.
You sound like every punk 14-year-old that calls this show, Peter.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Okay. Let's hear it, though.
Okay.
All right.
Want another one?
I would, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Always funny, Drew. And Peter.
Yeah?
I do remember you calling. Called about a month ago.
Uh-huh.
You demonstrated this special skill for us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'd like to hear the air going in as well.
Okay, you're going to have to... Am I coming in clear?
Yeah, you're coming in clear.
Loud and clear.
Listen really closely, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was it coming out, right?
Yeah, but some part of it was coming in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, let's save Peter for Jimmy, shall we? Just as a special gift for his new show.
All right.
Oh,
Hank,
really?
Hey, Peter?
Mm-hmm.
You know Jimmy Kimmel, right?
Oh, yeah. I was just watching The Man Show.
Yeah, you're a big fan, right?
Uh-huh.
What would you say if I said you can fart for Mr. Jimmy Kimmel?
I'd say okay.
All right, buddy.
It'd be a pleasure.
Yeah. Pretty thrilling, huh?
Uh-huh.
Hang on. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Months he could be playing the palace.
Let's not, don't hang up on Peter. We want to keep this guy. He's a diamond in the rough. You can always tell the real farts because there's so much difference in each one. Do you know what I mean, Drew?
Things you couldn't volitionally control.
You just wouldn't think to do it. They would all sort of sound farty. The second one didn't have a fart ring to it. Danielle?
Yes?
What's up?
Hi. I have a question on masturbation.
Oh, baby, you're 13.
I've masturbated since I was like 6 years old.
Mm.
I didn't know what I was doing, but I just like knew it felt good.
Mm-hmm.
And like ever since like a month ago when I was masturbating, I haven't been able to like feel like good. I don't know.
Are you using something that might
be
sensitive?
No, I've been using my hand.
Were you sexually abused growing up?
Yeah, actually I was.
Sometimes...
Good times.
Yeah, good times. But there's a time in which, not uncommonly, people who have been sexually abused will suddenly kind of shut down sexually. And as part of that, sometimes they will report losing feeling below their waist or a sense of being desensitized.
What happened to you?
Oh, I was, like, molested at age 4. Mm. My babysitter gave me oral sex.
Oh, my God.
Mm. And it was just a male or female?
It was a female.
Female, really? Wow.
How old?
Huh?
How old was she?
I think about 18.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just about, like, when I was 11 in sixth grade,
mm-hmm.
I reported it, and they told me that the case was too old, that they couldn't investigate it.
Wow.
Hmm.
And were you raped or anything after that?
Actually, no.
No, good.
So this just happened a couple of times?
Actually, it just happened once.
Just one time.
That usually wouldn't cause...
I was only 4 years old.
Yeah, but it usually doesn't cause... It can cause hypersexuality, which you've got.
It's good and weird, but it's not enough to completely screw you over.
I masturbated compulsively ever since, age seven.
I understand, and that's what this kind of thing triggers. However, what I was talking about where people feel they lose their feeling below the waist, usually people that were kind of also hurt in the act. They sort of have to dissociate from their body in order to tolerate the discomfort. And that really isn't part of the deal, unless you were really aggressive with yourself.
Not really.
No.
All right.
Yeah, maybe it's something that will just kind of take care of itself.
Yeah.
Medication?
Did you do any babysitting, Drew, when you were a kid?
No.
No?
You?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's how you ate. I mean, you didn't get paid and go eat. You'd go eat whatever was in the house you were sitting at.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Danielle?
Do you on any medication?
I'm on Zoloft.
There you go.
Yeah,
that'll just shut
that'll
you down.
That'll do it.
Close you down.
I got $1 an hour. Oh. Jesus Christ, $1 an hour, for Christ's sake.
Hey, in the 70s, $1.65 was minimum wage.
I know, but I should be getting less than minimum wage for babysitting?
You're probably 11 or something, right?
I babysat from maybe 12 to like 15.
Mm-hmm.
Babysat my neighbor and then babysat these Israeli kids up the street, Reevy and Ronnie. It's great.
You ran into Reevy, right?
Yeah, it's great. Last time I saw Reevy and Ronnie, they were 4 and 6, cute little dark-haired rugrats running around the house wrestling. Put them to bed and then searched a place like a junkie looking for drugs,
except I was
looking for Playboy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you stop at the pantry and eat $800 worth of food.
Yeah. The Israelis didn't have quite the spread.
You told me you had what? Count Chocula or Lucky Charms.
Mm-hmm.
Pie filling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And chocolate chips or something?
Here's what I would do. I would open a can of pie filling because it had pictures of syrup and boysenberries and pie.
The word right in it.
I thought a goddamn pie was going to fall out of that can. I must open like 8 of them. Open a can of pie filling and dump it into a bowl. Then I'd sprinkle some mini mushrooms and
marshmallows.
Oh, sorry, marshmallows, right? And Toll House morsels onto that.
Filling.
Sprinkle some Lucky Charms onto that. Mix it all up. Eat that. Watch The Love Boat.
What a night!
Oh my God, I would go insane. That's by the way. I would also decided one night to take marshmallows and cook them over the stove. Do a little campfire. Like I was camping.
Was Ray there?
Yeah, that's the time my buddy Ray, once I lit the marshmallow on fire and was holding it over my mouth doing my fire-eating act. It's the great Adam that he smacked my elbow and the flaming marshmallow stuck to the side of my face, still on fire, leaving a large herpes-sized welt on my cheek for the 8th grade the next day. It was good times. But yeah, I ran into one of the Israeli kids some years back. I can't remember if it was Reevy or Ronnie, but now the guy's 28. He's got the open shirt. He's driving the beat up Corvette. Smells of Aqua Velva and Lavoris.
Fabulous.
He's got the hair grease back. He's got the Italian horn medallion hanging between his hairy chest. It was perfect. Oh, what they grow up into.
What did he want to talk to you about?
Corvettes or show business or something. Yeah, should have put a pillow over his head when I had a chance. But, yeah, those were good times, Drew. $1 an hour. And no cable, no satellite, no VCR. You know, it's like a babysitting with none of those things. You're just sitting there. You're watching Fantasy Island and Love Boat. That's how I used to watch Rockford Files. Just sitting there watching all the commercials.
Classic TV, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but it is now. I wish someone would have told me back then this was going to be considered good one day.
Oh.
We're going to take a little break. Jimmy Kimmel is on his way here from his new TV show. He's going to tell us all about that and many other projects after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jimmy Kimmel will be here in studio very shortly. Jimmy's over on his set doing... putting the finishing touches on some work he's doing on his show, which is going to air this Sunday. on ABC after the Super Bowl. It'll be live. It'll be quite a to-do. You do not want to miss that first
one. It's a great show.
Because it looks amazing, doesn't it?
Great show.
Band sounds great.
Great. People are going to be blown away.
There's an outdoor stage.
Are they going to use that the first night?
Yeah. They used it last night. Jesus Christ.
Who's playing
what
there?
Day is it? No, I don't. I'm sorry. I don't think they're going to use it the first night. No. But band played on it last night. It's amazing.
I bet.
It's a huge, big outdoor venue.
Yeah.
Right outside of his studio. And it really, other places just can't compete with that.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it just doesn't exist.
Are they going to encourage crowds to come around off the street and stuff?
No, they're going to have one guy. Yeah. One guy.
One guy only.
Just one guy. One guy, but he can rock. Oh, man, can he rock.
That head.
He can bang his head. No, it's, Jesus, it's quite an undertaking. Jimmy is fine in his legs. He's getting comfortable up there in Captain Kirk's chair. He's doing a good job, and it's a good format. Lots of comedy. Lots of real. I'm sort of stretching out.
Okay.
Lots of it's good radio, by the way, Drew. Lots of interesting elements and stuff. A lot of family members and man on the street stuff and crazy stuff. Yeah, not too refined. Got kind of that live vibe to it. Andrew.
Yeah.
You're 17.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Well, I'm kind of wondering if me and my girlfriend, if we both engaged in oral, and we didn't quite finish each other at the same time, but there was making out involved. Is there any way she could have gotten pregnant?
Well, say that again.
You engaged in oral.
Yeah, me first, then her, but we traded off, and then we made out in between. Is there any way she could have gotten pregnant?
Oh, he's saying, could she have transferred some sperm to his lips?
Yeah, and then to her vagina.
Yeah. It's quite a poetic image.
Now that I think about it, I'm more worried about the masturbation than the oral, because she did me, but then we washed our hands, so I don't really think that made a difference.
She gave you a handy...
And then it got on both of us, so we washed off, and then about 10 minutes later, I started doing it.
Drew, do you remember those days when it would get on both of you? Those were the days. Now it doesn't even get on me. I beat off, I'm on my back, it goes up into the air, and it's like that
vaporizes.
It's like the Keanu Reeves movie. The camera moves around it while it's... Well, it's like the Matrix. It's in the air, camera, and then pow, turns to dust.
Oh, dust.
Yeah, and it's like some pixie just crapped some powdered sugar on my
I thought belly. You've so depleted yourself that now just either powder immediately emerges or like your soul or ghosts.
Woo! No, it's that flag that says bang.
Bang. Yeah.
Andrew?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm just really wondering.
Yeah, I'm guessing she's not pregnant.
Well, she's 2 weeks late on her period and she's been really acting weird lately.
And right, this is all?
This is a bogus call.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
Well, it's like she's on her period without the blood.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Yeah, we think this is bogus.
No, it's not, dude. I'm, like, flipping out.
Well, then why didn't you get a pregnancy test for her?
Because I don't know where to get one.
Oh, you don't?
Do I just go buy one?
Bogus! Yeah.
Nice try, buddy.
All right,
buddy. My parents had to keep me confined. I'm not allowed to go anywhere.
Yeah, right.
You're performing an oral on your girlfriend 22 hours out of the day, for Christ's sake. Your parents don't let you out of the house. What'd she do? Just send her snatch over, UPS? How dare you?
Liar, whore, and you know it.
Young punks. I love how indignant I get over these crank phone calls. And
that's all you do for a living.
Sitting
now.
In my car listening to 35 crank phone calls from crank yankers on a CD on the way in, and then as soon as I get one, I get pissed off. Yeah. See,
they're not doing it legally.
That's right.
He was calling from Wisconsin or something.
That's right. CeCe?
Hello. How are you?
You're 28?
I am 28. Am I on the air?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you is.
Okay. And how are you guys?
We're doing good. Are you going to take our order?
Am I going
to? It sounds like you're about ready to give us the specials.
No, not tonight. No specials tonight.
Do you have an accent or is that all affect?
No, it's an accent.
Where's it from?
I am half Arab and half Hispanic.
Ooh.
What's the accent?
That's
Thank
rough.
Thank you. So I do speak Spanish.
Okay.
I don't speak any Arabic, unfortunately.
Where are you calling from?
I am calling from the Monterey area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's the question?
Well, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend and I are currently engaged in a dominant submissive relationship.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I'm not very, I've never really tried this before, not formally. I had a relationship that was somewhat with a little bit of dominance, but nothing that developed with ground rules and what have you.
She said so, ground rules?
Well, there's, sure, you know, once you engage in a relationship like that, you have to...
Yeah.
You have to set the rules for the dominant and for the submissive.
Yeah. I never understand that whole safe word crap, though. Just, hey, get off me, jackass. I can't breathe.
Isn't that's how you greet Jimmy all the time?
No, I'm saying that's my safe word for the dominant stuff.
You walked in and said, hey, get off me, jackass. I can't breathe.
That would be my safe word. Hold on. Cece.
Yes.
Just hang on for a second.
Okay.
All right. We have to talk to Jimmy. Jimmy, yeah, good to see you.
It's good to see you, too, again, Adam.
How'd the show...
True. Hey, Jimmy.
How'd the show go tonight, buddy?
It was pretty good. You know, Steve-O was on the show.
Yeah.
With Super Dave Osborne. So it was really like a meeting of the stuntmen of the past generation and of the new generation.
Ah, nice.
Passing of the torch.
And they didn't like each other.
Really?
Yeah. Well, mostly Super Dave didn't like Steve-O. Steve-O's the one.
He's got a tattoo of himself on his...
Yes, he's got a huge tattoo of himself.
Give it a big thumbs up.
Major, why is it that when you rub your balls while you're jerking off that it feels so much better?
That's Steve-O.
I haven't noticed that.
That's Steve-O, yeah. Mm. He lit his body on fire and spit out flame and did a backflip at the same time.
Really?
And he also...
Dave was intimidated. That's
what did
why.
He call that thing where you take a knife and you put your hand on
P-knuckle.
The flat surface? Yeah, P-knuckle. And it pop, 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 and he did it until he stuck himself in the finger.
Mm.
I couldn't even look at it. It was terrible. It was really awful.
I saw him in the alley behind the show a couple hours before the show went on. I didn't recognize him, of course. He was wearing a beanie, and he ran up to me and started talking. I thought he was just some street kid. So I gave him the brush off, but then he said, hey, Steve-O! And he held both fists out to me, and he said, tomorrow I get the tattoo. And he did the F-U and spelled out the rest of the word on one hand. And then I don't know what the other hand was, like me or... Or something very disgusting. Something he's one of the many things he's going to regret.
Yeah,
if he lives to regret it.
He says I have a small wiener on his shoulder, but he misspelled wiener.
Yeah, it's funny too because he showed it to me and I just looked at it and it didn't. You know,
well,
didn't
somebody register. Went in and fixed it. It was W-E-N-E-R. Somebody went in and put the I in there. It really looks like it's been jammed in there. It's great when a guy's worried about his spelling error.
So
that was good times.
Let's give some plugs and let's talk about the show for just a second. First off, as I said at the beginning of the show, on the cover of TV Guide.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it was weird.
The TV Guide.
It is. I saw it sitting on our executive producer's desk today.
Nice.
And I guess it just came out today, right?
I think so, yeah.
And there was Jimmy with a couple of blondes on either side of him. And all I could think of is, you know when you'd go to Magic Mountain and they had that booth where they take a picture of you and they Life's Man of the Year, Times Man of the Year,
stick you in there.
Sports Illustrated. Yeah, I was just looking at him going, this is a pretty solid work here. The art department is doing a bang-up job. I can't tell the difference. It didn't even register.
I know. It's weird.
Is that crazy?
It'll be all the more embarrassing when the show gets canceled.
Oh, please. No. Now the show
is great.
I'm sure Arsenio is on the cover, and he probably was on the cover. This guy, the sound guy, this audio mixer guy, he says to me, "You know what? I've worked on all the talk shows like the last 10 years. I worked on Vibe and Keenan, and you know, he goes to his whole list and Chevy Chase and those. And he said, let me tell you something. This show smells like Arsenio." And he meant it as a compliment, but I immediately got in the shower.
Maybe he meant like curl relaxer or something.
Smells like Arsenio.
Well, Arsenio was on for like 7 years or something, wasn't he?
Was it that long?
He had a little
run.
It was
like 5.5 years. Arsenio, though, was wafting through our studio.
Arsenio had like a good like 4 or 5 years, and then you didn't know he was on like the next 2 years
Remember
or something
Bill
like that.
Bill Clinton played playing
that's right. Yeah. Well, Al Sharpton announced his candidacy today.
You're gonna have him on?
And not only going to have him on, I'm throwing all my support behind him. How funny would that be? I think we should realize at a certain point that the president doesn't really do anything. The country just kind of goes whichever way it wants to go, one way or the other. We might as well get some laughs out of it.
Yeah.
And I think Al Sharpton would be a great president to have. You know he would paint the White House black. I mean, right? First thing? First order of business?
Big velvet panther up right in the entryway. Black light under it.
What do you think the odds? I wonder who his vice presidential candidate would be. What do you think the odds that that is a white person?
No,
right? No chance.
I think he would get like a mascot, like not even actual human being. Like if I ran for president, I have a mascot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the Jolly Green Giant.
Or the San Diego Chicken.
San Diego Chicken. It'd always be a mystery. Who is this guy? He'd have press conferences and stuff. Yeah, a certain percentage of the country would vote for a guy who had the guts to run with a mascot.
And I would be among that percentage. Yes, definitely.
So Jimmy's show goes to air live this Sunday after the Super Bowl at 10:06. And the Super Bowl is going to end. Well, it'll be live on the East Coast.
No, it'll be live. Yeah, we don't know exactly what time it'll be on.
That's right.
Yeah, it'll be on around midnight on the East Coast, and it'll be on
around nine
or ten, something like that, on the West Coast.
Oh, so it will air earlier out here.
Yeah, it'll be live all over the country the first night.
Oh, good times.
And then we got a lot of other shows to do.
But
I can't believe your Super Bowl Sunday. I cannot believe that.
Yeah.
Your schedule.
Oh, yeah, my God. Yeah, I'm going to the Super Bowl, and then it's not too bad, actually, because I'm going. I have to do some stuff in the pregame show, drive back.
Then do Fox.
Yeah, well, we're doing that on Thursday, actually. We're doing the MTV thing Thursday.
Right, which airs.
Just so people know, today we did test shows. That's why maybe people are confused.
I thought the MTV thing was, like, live before the Super Bowl.
No, it's on Saturday, Super Bowl Saturday.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. We tape it down there, and then Jimmy's got to do the pregame show and a bunch of press. Yeah, it's a crazy schedule. Fall asleep. But Jimmy, as far as the live stuff, like people make a big deal about the live stuff, but everything sort of feels live. I mean, you got a background in radio and stuff, but everything you do, like if you do Letterman, that's live it's not like your material can start going bad and they'll stop cameras and go back and
I got bleeped out a lot tonight, and we're gonna have trouble, especially when you and I are on the show together, because you can't say asshole.
No.
Yeah. Not even like, if it's not
referring to a body part.
You probably could. I guess you could say a-hole. But you can't say that, and you can't say God damn it. They bleep God damn it.
You can't say Hitler.
But you can let a guy drink rubbing alcohol and blow a huge ball of flame out of his mouth.
Yeah.
You can't say Hitler?
No. Drew said that.
Oh. I think you can say Hitler.
Yeah. True. Be quiet.
As long as you say it in a cheery way.
Yeah. You're doing, like, if you're doing, like, something that rhymes, like, so you're using Hitler in a rhyme, I think it's okay.
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel's our guest tonight. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more of your questions after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. Jimmy Kimmel's in the studio tonight. Tomorrow night, Unwritten Law. And Thursday night, Jerry O'Connell will be in here from the number one box office smash, Hank the Giraffe. What is that? Kangaroo Jack, everybody.
Is that number one?
Yes.
It is?
Yeah.
Did you take the kids to see it?
Yeah.
You did? How was it?
They loved it.
They did?
Mm.
How'd you like it?
I didn't go.
Oh, don't blame
I took the kids to see it.
I don't blame you.
What'd the maid say? Who'd you get to take?
You took them?
They were the friend's father.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, that's good. That's the way to go.
Yeah. Pawn them off.
Yeah. And, see, I don't like going with the friend's father because... You know, it's like an arranged marriage almost, It's like you got to hang out with a friend's father, and the odds are like 1 in 75 that it's going to work out all right.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Why aren't more people fascinating, or at least so bizarrely effed up that they provide some form of entertainment?
Well, it's really the secret to why, like, your friends that are married are always trying to get you married and have kids
and stuff.
No, it's because you need somebody to hang out with, somebody else who can't go out at night on the weekend.
Right.
Not even about that. It's really just a matter of convenience.
Jimmy's show, by the way, is going live right after the Super Bowl this Sunday on ABC. You don't want to miss that. And you also don't want to miss our show that we're doing, our tailgate party that we're doing on MTV, which is going to air Saturday, the day before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what time it airs. Do you know?
About 12 times, probably.
As you say, if it's MTV, it'll be 14 times on Saturday.
Cece.
Hello.
You're 28.
I am 28.
Oh, right. So we're talking to you. You're in this...
We've got actually two pieces of unfinished business here. We have Cece, who is in this kind of dominatrix relationship.
No, I'm not a dominatrix.
All right.
But you're in that kind of relationship.
BDSM relationship.
Exactly.
And then we've got Peter, who farts on command. And we have a guy that wants to challenge Peter to a command fart.
How old's Peter? I heard him on the way in.
14.
That's terrific. I mean, to be that accomplished at that age, you know?
I know.
What do you guys think that's so funny, the whole farting thing? I've seen it on Howard Stern, and I just...
I don't know.
It's
when the male and the female differentiate in the womb, that's one of the things that falls out.
Farting, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of guys that don't think it's funny either.
Very few. Anderson is one
right.
of the few on the earth.
It's just so not
my kids started getting into about age 8.
Yeah.
And will never leave.
Yeah, of course not. My father still laughs like a maniac. He really does. My father still thinks it's hilarious.
And he's obsessed.
My mother curses.
His dad's obsessed with his BMs.
And
he tells me about them like they're fourth child.
Sometimes he'll call me about them.
No,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, I go I'll be talking to my mother on the phone. He like gets on from me. He's like, oh, you should have seen the one I had. I was going to take a picture of it. You know? It's like, I really need to buy him a Polaroid camera for the bathroom. Because he's still obsessed with it, and I realize that it's never going to end for me.
You get a little digital camera, he can email you the pictures.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, he can't work that stuff. Oh. Polaroid's a little much for him, too.
But, men find that humorous, and women are truly incensed.
Well, women don't have evolved senses of humor. And I think
evolved?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for admitting that. It took a big woman.
Funny.
All right,
I'm not going to go there.
All right, tell us about your relationship quickly.
Well, I think that I have made somewhat of a sound judgment, and I try to make sure that I am okay with this mentally, and I don't take it too seriously. And
well, what is he doing to you?
Oh, he's not really doing anything to me.
Well, then we can end the call.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. What is going on? Let us in.
Well, we have a sort of a master-slave relationship.
And you're questioning us about why we think farting is entertaining? Are you the slave or the master?
I'm the slave.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're the slave.
Uh-huh.
But it's only in the bedroom, right?
Right.
See, I'd like to take it outside the bedroom. Hey, get me a beer, change the channel, turn down the bed.
Well,
and,
it sometimes goes beyond that.
I bet.
It's mainly in the bedroom. And it's,
all right.
I think it's a lot of fun.
That means he lets you let him do whatever he wants to you?
It kind of goes both ways.
What if the master...
Wait, what do you mean both
How's
ways?
How does it go both ways?
You're the slave.
Right, but I mean, I also get what I want if I ask for it. And I just want to make sure that, you know, I'm not going to damage myself emotionally in the long run.
No, if you're otherwise well put together, no, it's not going to somehow traumatize you unless this spirals out of control. But know that people that need fetishes, if your boyfriend really needs a fetish, a fetish is a way of sort of taking emotions away from the relationship and getting outside the intimacy a little bit. There's a book called Female Perversions by a woman by the name of Kaplan, if you want to read more about it.
There's also a movie I want to recommend called Fast Break, also with a Kaplan.
Yes,
this is Gabe Kaplan, but I still recommend
That's
it.
In my top 10 all-time favorite movies.
Have you
remember
seen it?
Swish and
Have you
Coolidge?
Seen it? But if you... If you
no,
watched
I still
it
love
now,
it. I still
if you
love
watch it.
It
now, you still love it?
Yeah, I mean, I remember he walks into this tenement building and it smells like urine. He's like, it smells terrific in there. No, yeah, it's a good movie.
Jesse?
It holds up.
Peter? Jesse and Peter up there.
Jesse and Peter?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys, Peter, you have some competition in the form of Jesse and his amazing talking ass.
He's going down.
Ooh, I like
Ooh,
that kind
how old's
of confidence.
Peter?
John, Peter's 14, Jesse's 16. Jesse?
Oh.
Jesse.
Yeah, yeah.
There he is.
Cool. It's Peter Brady.
Yeah, really?
No. Jesse, you okay?
Yeah.
The puberty just hit you while you're on hold?
No, I just got a cold.
How are we going to know who goes first?
Huh?
Who's going to go first? I see Peter's the defending champion, right? So Jesse should probably go first?
Yeah.
All right, Jesse, go ahead.
Always funny. Always funny. All right, and Peter?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I just got my pants.
Oh, no, you didn't. Peter, Jesse Bradley had more overall volume, but Peter was more layered.
Yeah, let's go to round two.
Oh, shoot, I really caught my pants.
Did you?
What do you mean you cut him?
Crapped him.
He crapped his pants.
Well, we have a winner.
Let me...
Come on.
Yeah.
He crapped.
Peter, let me explain something to you, brother. You get in the ring for a heavyweight championship, and let's say you get a headbutt. You go back to the corner, you got a cut.
Yeah.
You throw in the towel?
No.
Or do you cauterize that wound and head back out?
Okay.
All right,
buddy. Destroy the towels and the sheets. Your mom gets those bands.
All right, Jesse, let's hear again. Let's hear it again.
Oh, all right. It's a job for masculine.
Round two. It's good. It's
solid.
Good.
Solid. Peter?
Hold on.
All right.
Oh, crap.
Oh.
Okay, I forfeit.
Oh.
Forfeit my ass. You win.
Yeah.
What happened?
I crap my pants.
Like, totally?
Totally.
Send them into the show.
Really?
Yes, Adam would like to go through them.
Yeah, you're both brave and valiant warriors. All right, and neither one of you should hang their head because this was a great effort put forward by both of them. Drew, we've never had anyone actually cramp themselves while attempting to do this.
In honor of Jimmy's new show.
Yeah, that's great. That's a good omen. That's a good omen.
Yeah. You know, they used to heap praise on Al Jolson because he performed for like 8 hours straight, but I bet he never crapped himself like
probably
young Peter.
Didn't. Nope.
Not too old or anyway.
Jimmy Kimmel in the studio tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Unwritten Law. Tomorrow night, Jerry O'Connell in here from Kangaroo Jack on Thursday. Jimmy Kimmel in here tonight. Jimmy's show will go live starting this Sunday, right after the Super Bowl, and then it's going to be on at 12:06 Monday through Friday, live.
Midnight, yeah.
So
you know what? Oh, I have good news for you.
Hmm.
So when we started the Man Show, what was our mission, Adam?
We wanted to get Oprah off the air.
Guess who's replacing Oprah in Chicago at midnight?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Thank you very much.
Oh, wow.
I just got, I just saw it online today.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now, were they,
good times,
was
right?
it a repeated Oprah
yeah, it's
show?
It's the repeat of Oprah, but, you know, we take the small battles as we get them.
Yeah.
What I'm going to try to do is I want the show to be so successful that they stop running the original Oprah and repeat me at like 3 in the afternoon in Chicago.
You come out with your, you have your book club.
That's a big triumph, right?
You bring Dr. Phil on, Drew's
right.
arch nemesis. Drew hates all other doctors. I love that.
I don't blame him. That Dr. Phil is a fiasco.
He is a blowhard, but I just like the fact that everybody hates whoever's in their profession.
Right. Comedians, you all hate each other.
Yeah, even
a
as,
lot of them do, yeah.
As a carpenter, I hated Tim Allen just because I had a dual hate against him, comedian and carpenter.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody, it's funny.
Well, we're going to set up a showdown between you and this Joe Millionaire.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Showdown. Oh, yes.
Yes, because allegedly he's a carpenter, right?
No, he moves dirt.
Yeah, we'll see.
But even on that, he would know more.
Pretty boy. Yeah. We would know guys like that as glorified goompers. On the construction
goompers?
Site. Yeah, those were the dimes that were holding up my dollar. That kid won't be so pretty when I'm done with him. You know, self-esteem.
Have you seen the show, by the way?
Joe Millionaire?
Yeah. He's very dumb. He's very, very dumb. I would like to see him marry Anna Nicole Smith, and then there's a show.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, what a crossover show that would be.
Yeah, and have a super Aryan retard baby.
Yes.
Like 6'3", all bicep, ass, and boob, but dumb as a stump. Yeah.
I don't know how they could miss.
No. You wonder if she even knows who he is, though. Like, she doesn't seem to know people.
It doesn't matter, though. He could show up. He's pretty handsome, you know. He's dumb. He'd be perfect for her. I'm going to see if I can make that love connection happen.
Well, you invite them both on the show together.
Definitely.
Are you going to have Anna Nicole up there?
Yeah, I think I am going to have her. All crazy celebrities are invited on the show.
Yeah, they make for the best guests.
Yeah.
Really do. You did a test show tonight. You had Tammy Faye Baker on there.
True. You just tell me who your favorite crazy celebrity is, and we'll book them.
Got a lot of
them.
Got a lot of them. It's good.
Yeah.
Make me a list.
What about your wife, Drew? She's... I guess she didn't have her own show.
Relax. At ease.
All right. And listen, Susan, don't call the goddamn studio if you're listening. Please. Yeah. Never gets old.
By the way, she's really, how many years have you been doing the show?
This show?
Yeah.
Like 20.
Is she still listening now? It's not to be supportive. It's just
to monitor.
It's to punish and monitor. Yeah. Look, monitor.
She's got such love for Adam.
That's what it is. She's like ASCAP now. She just listens. She's listening for keywords. For P-whip is one of her trigger words. That sets the reel-to-reel in motion. All right, let's. Where the hell were we, by the way?
We're doing the fart off.
All right, and that went south, but it was entertaining. Jeff,
hello.
You're 14.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Hey, I was on the internet yesterday, and I went into the history, and it said that there was a whole bunch of porn on, from yesterday, but the only person who was on the internet was my mom. And I'm just wondering, should I tell her about that?
Of course you should.
Well, you should definitely hold it against her and let her know that you know, so that you have a get out of jail free card the next time she finds a roach in your room or
announce it at Easter
or something.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. Seriously, should I just
Is she single?
My parents divorced 4 years ago.
It's not you know, women usually go on sort of interactive sites. They don't look at pictures the way a guy would.
What was she looking at?
Oh, yeah. There was a thing that said live sex on there. Told her about that, and she's like, I have no idea how that's on there.
Oh, you already told her?
Well, no, I didn't tell her there was porn. I just said, hey, there was some kind of thing that said live sex on there. But
you don't actually have to use the word porn to convey the understanding that there's pornography on
there. Right. And what did she say? Did she seem nervous when you said it?
No, she's like, I have no idea, honey.
Well, maybe, you know, sometimes things pop up on your computer screen.
Do you have a brother or sister or an amorous dog or anything?
I got a 4-year-old sister.
No, that wouldn't be it.
All right. I just keep it in your hip pocket because she's going to get on you about something one day soon, and then you bust that out.
Yeah, true. Hey, Jimmy Kimmel, you're in Adam Carolla. Man, show's hilarious.
Thanks.
Hey. And can I get a request for a sound effect?
Which one?
The Snoop Dogg one where he says mayonnaise.
No. Yeah, all right. Let's hear mayonnaise.
That's my main mayonnaise.
I talked to Snoop Dogg on the phone tonight.
You did?
Yeah. This is what my life has come to.
Oh, because he's co-hosting the first night, right?
Yeah, and I have to get him somehow from San Diego to Los Angeles on the day of the Super Bowl. So they're regulating the airspace because of it's unbelievable. The NFC Championship game, there's like a Eat Ted's Hot Dogs plane flying over the damn stadium.
Yeah,
but,
FBI.
But during the Super Bowl, you can't have anything. I mean, it's amazing, and I had to convince Snoop not to go to the game that he has tickets for today.
Oh, wow.
And he seemed to, I mean, he was so agreeable about it that I'm not sure he understood what I was saying.
Oh. The blacks oftentimes do that.
Nice.
No, they do. They're agreeable, and feel the shift.
He was
going
so
to your
okay
liver.
With it that I'm worried that he did not understand what was said.
Yeah, hizzle for shizzle, dizzle.
Yeah, but. he has tickets to the game, and you're asking him not to roll.
Did you hear the Crank Yankers where I talk like Snoop?
Yes, I did. Yeah. You're a master of disguises.
Drew's down.
But those came out funny, though.
Yeah. Drew's going to have a puppet made after.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that.
All right, let's talk to Todd.
But I'm going to have a hip-hop puppet.
Line and your line. Wife will have two puppets.
Yeah.
Two Drew puppets.
Yeah. Listen,
the fact that you skipped Adam's bachelor party after making a vow is something that will never be forgotten. Will never be forgotten.
That was not about her, though. That was other stuff. Patience and things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Like that.
Like she had no patience.
She had no patience.
Todd, you're 19? What's up? Listen, all you need to know about Drew and his pee-whippiness is that he went to USC, his wife went to UCLA, and he's forced to... for the Bruins.
Way.
Yes. And when UCLA squares off in the biggest game in the city once a year against USC, he sits on the UCLA side, he wears a blue...
God.
A blue and yellow sweater,
right,
and waves the banner.
First of all,
you pansy!
First of all, I'm not a Trojan. I'm a Lord Jeff. Because I went to college back east, went to graduate school at SC.
You spent more years at SC than you did at Amherst.
And by the way, I wouldn't be running around telling people you're a Lord Jeff anyway, you know?
I'm very proud of that, let me know.
4 years at Amherst, right? How many years at USC?
Four.
Four?
And then four residency, so.
That counts.
So eight. Yeah.
That's 8 years.
All right. I get
eight you. Is a Trojan. Four is a Lord Jeff. And right. yet, you're brilliant.
And I live by the Rose Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And go to the games there.
You're going
to
die by the Rose Bowl, too. He who lives... Oh, true. That's
pathetic.
Pure and it's whippy-dom right
It's very
there.
Sad. So you actually root for UCLA?
Yeah.
When they play USC, can you believe
no,
that?
No, when they play USC, like this year, I was not rooting for UCLA.
Mm-hmm. Your wife didn't know that.
And we went with a bunch of SC fans, too.
You had to act like you're rooting for UCLA. Out. Todd, you're 19?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, I used to help out with a drama program at a community center. It was like a drama and arts program
mm-hmm.
with a guy and his wife. And I became pretty good friends with them, you know, working like for about a year and a half with them. And when I stopped doing it about 6 months ago or a little over, like he had to leave too. He was having trouble with his wife. And I've kind of stayed in contact with him. And then I've kept in contact with her lately. And then, like, you know, we've been, like, hanging out sometimes, just, you know, casual stuff, but it's become more and more, and it's obviously going somewhere, but they're not legally divorced, and
yeah.
She's a good 6 years older than me.
Are they, but they're broken up.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good friends with both of them, and as of before.
How do you know it's going somewhere?
Well, I mean, it's, we've been going to lunch and, like, going to dinner and stuff, and, like, I mean, like...
This guy sounds exactly like Joe Millionaire.
Yeah.
No, but, I mean, like, she's much older than me, and she's asked me if I consider, you know, going out or, you know, trying, like, dates.
What is our question? What are we dealing with here tonight?
Oh, I'm wondering if I should go for this, like, I mean...
She's still married to the guy?
Relationship. Technically, legally.
He's out of the house, though.
They live separately.
What do you mean?
Just say yes when I say he's out of the house. Okay.
Then then she can date. You still maintain a relationship with him, though.
Oh, I haven't talked to him in a while, but...
All right. Go ahead.
You can date.
Do what you want to her.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Well,
all
be
right.
careful.
Enjoy.
All right. Okay, thanks.
All right.
Drew, did Adam tell you about my reality show idea?
Has-been house?
Joe AIDS.
Yeah. This is...
25 women... One guy, they find at the end he has AIDS. We see how much they really love him.
That's good.
What do you think?
That's good. How about the Butler show? Tell Jimmy about that one.
Oh, AIDS Butler?
AIDS Butler, yeah.
Oh, I told him about that. One thing I didn't tell him, though, that we just stumbled onto tonight, which could be another one of my new projects, Rave Doctor.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
right.
The doctors at the raves. The kids
like
are
Dr. Bruce.
Yeah, kids are convulsing. They got some bad GHB.
Acid trips.
Yeah, cop a feel from the chicks, save the guys, go through their wallets while they're convulsing
fight
on the
crime.
Ground. Yeah.
Somebody slipped them some bad, bad roofies or something.
Right. Yeah.
Adam, you know, sex is not a recreational sport.
That's just the doctor we want for our audience, isn't it?
Bruce?
Yeah. Ichabod Bruce. Dr. Spaz. Patrick, I saw Dr. Spaz a couple days ago, and he was incensed that Dr. Marcel
had done a show.
It took his place. He's like, you know, he's a plastic surgeon. And I was like, yeah, all right, Gomer, quiet down now. And he's like, well, he doesn't have the best. I'm like, all right, but he can string together a sentence, though. I mean, you got to give him that. Yeah, he was incensed. I had to talk my way around. I said it was your idea.
You did not.
I did, yeah. I said Drew insisted.
Did I not say that he abuses me all the time, Jimmy?
I know he does. I know he does.
No, he's cool. You know, Bruce is all good. He's all good.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's good people.
I will avoid this behavior in the future.
Patrick?
What's going on?
Patrick, you're 21. What's up?
I'll have sex with my girlfriend and, like, like, I know the difference from when she comes, but, like, sometimes she'll, like, spit out, like, this, like, thick, white, like, creamy crap. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. She'll spit it out?
Like, not spit it out, but, like, it'll just come out of her vaginal area and just...
And it's not from you?
No, definitely not from me.
What kind of velocity does this have on it?
What do you mean by velocity? Like...
The
speed of an object?
No, it comes out slow, like...
It oozes out.
Like, it just comes out slow.
It's just mucus.
What would the slow sound be like, Patrick?
No, I can't explain the sound. It's just
this is SpongeBob's friend.
It's like thick.
Patrick. Yeah. This is him.
Well, maybe that is okay. So maybe she has an infection, or maybe that's just what she produces.
Yeah, it can be normal, and it can get when it's normal. It usually gets a little heavier around the time of the period, just before the period. And if it's infection, I'm sure you have other symptoms, irritation, that sort of thing.
Like, I don't know. Like, it's kind of like cottage cheese.
All right. Well, that could be a yeast infection.
Have you said anything to her about it?
Yeah, like we've talked about it.
All right, well, tell her she's sexually active. She needs to have a pelvic exam. You can try one of the over.
I should Patrick. Go and check. Should we go to the hospital and check it?
Yes, call an ambulance.
Go to the emergency
room.
No, Gary, shut up.
What was that?
I don't know.
All right, listen.
Why do we torture ourselves with this show every night?
Just go.
Drew, you're a doctor. I'm a carpenter. We don't need to humiliate ourselves night after night with this nonsense. We both make an honest living doing other trades. Why are
we
here
right now? I've had it.
Yeah.
Listen. Go to the pharmacy. Get an over the counter yeast medicine. If that doesn't clear up, she should have a pelvic exam anyway since you're sexually active.
Sarah.
Yeah.
You're 18.
Uh huh.
What's up?
Not much.
All right. What's your question?
All right. Well, the thing is that I have a problem with my boyfriend, sort of. And I'm going out with him, and the sex isn't really that good anymore. But my ex-boyfriend came back into my life, and he wants me to get back with him. But my question is that, whether or not I should stay with my boyfriend or go with my ex-boyfriend.
Why did you break up with your ex in the first place?
Huh?
Why did you break up with your ex in the first place?
Well, because he was cheating on me.
Was he abusive to you in any other way?
No, he wasn't. He was just a girl.
Ooh. You can't really say that word.
This isn't Jimmy's new show. We cannot say the F word on this show.
Is he dating anyone else now?
Uh-huh.
He is dating someone else. Okay, so he was cheating on her then.
He was cheating. No, he was dating me.
But he was dating you. He cheated on you. Now, does he have another girlfriend?
My ex?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
How old is he?
He's 20.
20. And you're not into this other girl. Well, the fact is you're not into the guy you're with right now. You're just not.
The thing is that, I'm not into him anymore, and the problem is that he wants to marry me.
Well, then by all means, the guy you're not into, you should marry.
Right.
come on. No.
Just break up.
You need to end that relationship. And this other guy, I'm sure, is no good for you either. But
right.
You need to at least
But the
end
guy you're with, he's not dangerous, right? He's kind of a wuss.
No, the guy that I'm with, he's like a sweetheart and everything, but he's just not doing it for me.
Yeah, that's the problem. You need the dangerous guy who's not available.
Yeah.
Well, think about that, Sarah.
Think about it, and then when you're about 50, you'll realize what a terrible mistake you made.
Yeah.
There you go.
You're good looking, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, the world's your oyster.
Do you think so? Because I just don't end up marrying someone that I'm going to regret later on, like in a year,
Yeah. Well, don't marry anybody just yet.
Yeah, you're 18.
Right?
Just relax. Okay. This will start to make sense to you.
Yeah, wait till you're at least 19 and a half.
The world is your oyster. Because that's all the world is. I know I was kidding when I said that. I had to be kidding. That's all I'm saying. I'm just such a fine actor that you guys don't know the difference between jest and reality.
I remember that speech. I was in the middle of a rant, or led into a rant.
Nah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was Viking-induced, too.
Yeah, that's nice.
Oh, that was my Viking rant?
Could have been. I got many of those, of course.
I got to go back to the dentist for...
Again?
Well, now he's got to put the false teeth in.
Lloyd Braun wants him whiter.
Yeah. Did Lloyd really say that to you?
Yeah, Lloyd... Well,
what? Lloyd is the president of ABC. Did he really tell you to get your teeth whitened?
He told me through Daniel.
What?
He told me about my teeth whitened. Well,
really?
A couple of things.
Because you already had them whitened.
I had them whitened, but it's like 6 years ago
that's
now.
That's the comedy in this. This is white teeth.
700 cases of red wine ago.
Oh, God.
But here's my thing. These dentists, they got an angle for everything, The guy takes out,
Why do you go to that maniac anymore?
I'm going to these specialist guys now. And so, you see where my teeth, you see that?
Yeah.
And see, I got the two teeth missing
You're
going
to be like Uncle Abe or something. You're going to be pulling
out. I never noticed you had that many teeth missing.
He's going to pull out a bridge. You can make an old.
Holy cow.
No.
You can entertain your kids by pulling stuff out. Going,
yeah, that's
no,
what my
no,
grandfather
no, no.
used
he's
to
put,
exactly.
He's putting them in full time. And by the way, just any dentist who's listening out there, please do not get into the graphic explanation about the procedure. You know, they go, "Oh, here's what we do. We just take a drill. It's just like a carpenter's drill." And I don't like when they equate industrial products to your mouth. You know, same as carpenter. You know, those little Dremels. It's like that. It's like that's got a diamond bit on it. We go down into the bone. We get down in there, get down in the jawbone, and then we take a little piece of titanium and we tap that. We actually just tap it just like a screw, and I'm like, "Yeah, it's my goddamn mouth you're talking about, though. This is not auto repair. This is inside. This is going on in my mouth." And he's like, "We just tap it down in there, and we set the tap. Then we screw it in there, so then we have a couple of posts sticking out." I'm like, "Okay, when does this start sounding good? How much are you paying me? That's what we got to get to. What's the cost? $20,000?
When I went to the dentist, I had to get a couple cavities filled, and, you know, he gets out the needle full of Novocaine, and I said, "Before you stick the sharp needle into my gums, don't you have the gas that I used to get when I was a kid?" He's like, "Oh, yeah, we have it." "Well, give me some of that."
Yeah.
And then he gave it to me, and I barely felt the whole... It's, why not just give it to you?
It's a little bit dangerous.
No, dangerous. I used to suck that stuff like crazy out of whipped cream cans, out of balloons.
It lead to a successful career in comedy.
There you go.
My favorite thing, though, Jimmy, though, is leading you down the path to the spikes in the penis. That was one of the greatest moments of my career.
Yeah, you did. You really led. Well, first, that was good times. First time, my penis hole's closing up. The first time, Drew gives me some pills. And then I go back. It didn't work, and he sends me to a specialist. And this guy, he was an older guy, and what he did is put a series of rods that looked like metal chopsticks into my penis, all the way in the hole.
Graduated spear.
Yeah, and it got bigger and he put one in and pulled it out and put a bigger one in and a bigger one in, and it kept me in until my penis hole was stretched out.
Yeah,
and it stayed stretched out for a good solid 5 years until it finally almost closed up again, and then I had to go get it operated on, not once, but two times.
Operation beyond the stretching procedure.
Yeah, no, I had to get the operation. They said it's less painful than the stretching. It's more permanent.
That's good times.
But now I'm in great shape. Now I go to the bathroom. I go to pee in the toilet. It's in the bathtub. It's in the sink.
You pee sitting down.
It's on the towels. It's all over my legs. I mean, it's really humiliating. It's humiliating.
Well, I like it when Jimmy was wiping his ass with those counter wipes.
Yeah.
That's my favorite Jimmy story.
Yeah.
He had the Windex up his ass and Mr. Clean wipes.
This is really the reason for the divorce.
She left those right on top of the toilet.
Now, we've never had these wipes in our home before, ever,
but
right?
Of course you had baby wipes when you had children.
We still have children. Yeah. We didn't get rid of them, but we're not wiping their ass. They do that anymore.
But you're used to seeing those tubs of
This is like 2 years ago. Yeah. So I've never had these now. So there's a tub of the wet upstairs. There's a tub of these like Cottonelle ass wipes, which is nice when you start getting into the nitty gritty, you know.
Upstairs,
yeah.
Yes.
It's nice, you know, to really like clean things up. And then downstairs on the toilet, in a similarly shaped thing, are the Mr. Clean antibacterial ammonia wipes.
For the countertop.
They've both arrived in my home, like, during the same week. So upstairs, I'm like, this is great. I go downstairs. I'm like, all right, this is not getting done fast enough. I go for one of the wipes. I put it in there, and it burns me all the way up. I mean, it's unbelievable, the pain. I'm screaming and yelling. My wife is laughing like a maniac. And I still wonder if she didn't do that on purpose.
I got to believe she did, Jimmy.
I have to believe it, too. But she denies it.
I'll tell you, you ought to do this as a segment on the new show because I brushed my teeth with Vagisil once. And
I got the Desitin.
My cousin Sal did with Desitin.
It's amazingly disgusting.
My buddy Ray used a Tux medicated pad, like a Clearasil pad, thought it was a Clearasil pad, wiped his face down with a Tux pad. Almost everybody has
whatever
a good
you don't
story.
Expect is bad. I pulled a root beer that was open out of the refrigerator, I saw it was full, so I drained the whole thing and I filled it with water. And then my sister, who left it in there, came back for her root beer about an hour later, and she takes a drink of it and it's like the most disgusting thing you could ever
drink. You're not ready for it.
She spit it out all over the place.
There's a famous coffee can incident between you two also.
Oh. That was, I still think, my greatest moment.
Yeah, it really was. It was your greatest moment.
All right, we got to take a break, but when we come back...
We're helping a lot of people tonight.
I know. Well, they should learn from our misfortune. When we come back, and Drew, remind me, I'll tell the famous coffee can incident involving yours truly and Jimmy Kimmel, and then we promise to take some calls after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Jimmy Kimmel's in studio tonight, and Unwritten Law tomorrow night. Jimmy's new show is kicking off this Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, live right after the Super Bowl. And then it's going to be on regular time Monday through Friday at 12:06 in the evening.
Yeah, right around midnight.
That'll be live. So you'll want to watch that, you know, because not only you got Jimmy, but you know, a little different approach to comedy. A lot of screwballs, oddballs, family members.
Plus,
like
it probably
that.
Won't be on that long, so it'd be good to tune in right at the outset.
I think it'll be on. I think it'll be on for a long time. I mean, because what ABC put into that show, they're definitely going to give it a chance.
Yeah, but do you remember, though, how much they spent on our Man Show pilot when they bought it?
Yeah.
You know, originally, ABC bought the pilot for the Man Show, and we couldn't understand it. We had many, many long conversations about how in the world is this going to be on? And they kept going, no, it's fine. We got to do something different, this and that and all that stuff. And then when it really came down to it, you know, they said, there's no way this is going on here. And there's a part of me that worries that, you know, like, you know, maybe like 3.5 weeks in, Michael Eisner's going to turn on his TV and go, what is this?
Yeah. But you say they spent a ton of money and, without doing anything.
And suddenly Wayne Brady will be the host.
Yeah. America's not in love with Wayne Brady anymore.
No, America is in love with Wayne Brady.
Are they? They seem to be more enamored with Wayne about a year and a half ago.
He's got a talk show with Dave Chats. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't worry about him. He's no competition for Jimmy. None.
He's just my replacement.
Actually, I'm going to replace you. I talked to Lloyd. That's why once my teeth whiten. Well, let me say this real quick about the teeth. These guys all have a scam. So these guys were like, they were lamenting the loss of my teeth. And I was like, probably felt the same way about these two teeth that have been destroying my life for the last 2 years. About the same way my stepmother felt about me when I was 19, which is get him the F out of here. I hope I never see him again. And then I took him out about 4 months ago, and he was like, yeah, we'll put the new ones in. Things got to heal up, give you 6 months. And I saw him the other day, and I said, you know what? I don't mind these teeth being gone. I kind of like it. I learned to chew to the left. I got a nice, it's easy as hell to floss. I got 4 inches in here to get that floss in. I don't miss them. And he thought for a minute, and he was like, it confounded him. It foiled this plan of continuous pain.
Yeah.
And I said, and he said, well, the other teeth will start moving around.
Okay.
So. Yeah. So, I Drew,
and
you think
fill
that's
in
BS?
The gap?
Yeah, I mean, I'm 38. I'm dying.
No, but you've got to get those teeth replaced. That's ridiculous.
All right.
Yeah, because, and you know, it sets a bad precedent. It's like getting, you know, it's like when you get your fourth cat.
Yeah.
You know?
All right.
You're
right.
It's a little bit.
Yeah, it makes it easier to get your fifth.
Exactly.
Sean?
Hey, guys.
You're 35?
Yeah.
What's up?
The best Jimmy story is the jizz in the shower.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. That's a solid story.
That's one I'm sure he's very proud of. Do you know he tells that story, Jimmy, regularly?
I told it in Playboy magazine this month, so everybody seems to have seen it, including, like, my Aunt Chippy went to the store and got the article, and it's like, these are not things you want. I don't know why my relatives, what they're thinking about reading this stuff. It's embarrassing.
And it makes my shins gay, by the way. I talked to my therapist about it. He agreed. But wait a second. We did forget to tell the fart story with the...
Let's take one call, and then we'll tease it. Yeah.
All right.
Hey, guys. Last time you were on, Jimmy, you helped me name my kid. I ran a bunch of gay names by you, and you helped pick out the cool one.
Oh, which one did you go with?
Jacob.
Right. Yeah, Jacob's all right.
Well, I was going to go with Hunter, my wife, but you guys saved the day, man.
Yeah, Hunter's like a little much. It's like you're trying too hard to be masculine.
Yeah, that's something Demi Moore would name her.
All right, hey, Jimmy, hope you outlast Alan Thicke, and take care.
I hope so, too.
All right. Well, if he gets through the first week, I think he did it. All right, Sean. All right, now my moment in the sun. It is really one of the best moments of my life. And, you know, I'm going to have to, you know...
All came together that night. It really did.
It really did. Yeah. Jimmy was over at my house...
We were playing poker.
Playing poker. There was a couple of guys over there. We were barbecuing, I think, as I recall. Or,
yes.
Or at least there was some food going on that Jimmy had cooked
up. I did
up.
Barbecue, yeah.
Jimmy barbecued. And I think I was stoned. I'm not sure if Jimmy
yes,
was
you
stoned.
Were.
But
I was not, no.
Jimmy, well, if he wasn't stoned, he at least thought it would be funny if he got completely naked, ran outside the house, and then dove through an open window and cartwheeled into the room where we're playing poker and
I
stuff.
I had not heard that part
yeah,
of
I
the
did do
festivities.
That. Yeah. It was great. The window was open, and I saw an opportunity, and I went. I just got completely naked outside, and I came in through the window, much to the surprise of everyone there.
So, fast forward, it's after the poker game. Jimmy and I, like any good couple, are in the kitchen talking about the evening and cleaning up, bussing the dishes. And Jimmy's doing the dishes, and his back is to me. He's facing the sink, and he's got a handful of soap and dishes. And I get some gas, and I got some good gas that night, and I grab a coffee tin. And it's your basic kind of cylinder that holds the whole bean coffee in it. And there's only about 8 or 10 beans rolling around the bottom. I plant it on my ass. I plant it to the point where it was a vacuum.
Well, with all, no air. All that hair, it just seals me.
Yeah, it was airlocked onto my ass. And then I filled the cylinder with pure methane.
It's just like filling a butane. butane tank.
Yeah, it's like filling off a tank at the gas station for the grill. Filled it up and then immediately whipped it around and said, Jimmy, you got to get a smell of this whole bean Colombian roast.
Now, let me just say that when Adam tells you, like, oh, you got to get a smell of this, whatever, you just have to smell it immediately because if you don't like something that he likes or are interested in, whatever, you'll hear about it for the next 45 minutes.
Oh, so
I immediately grab the cylinder without hesitation and take one of the deepest breaths
bury
of
your
my
nose,
life.
Bury
my
your
nose just and it was not until I'd filled my lungs with Adam's ass that I realized that I'd been duped.
Oh, was this great.
And it's like, you know, whenever somebody's farts, I mean, even like, you know, you don't breathe in that deep in normal situations. So you might get a little whiff of it, and then you're like, oh, you know, and then you start breathing out of your mouth almost immediately. But this was just pure gas that I was breathing. There was no oxygen whatsoever in it. It was pure gas, and it just went in me. And,
yeah,
I mean, I remember looking at him like, you know, just that look that the villain gives after you've shot him. You know, he suddenly gets the knife in the back from the heroine. You know, she shows up and says, and I just had that look like, I'm finished. And,
I said, we're now brothers. That's how we do it in my tribe.
None of the hair has grown back in my nose since that day. It was years ago.
Hawked up an ass loogie on the way home.
Nice.
Steven?
Yeah.
You should hope that you have a moment as great as that in your life.
It was a moment of triumph. Even I, as the victim, had to appreciate it.
Yes. Steven?
Yeah, what's up?
You're 19. What's going on?
Nothing. I just wonder if you guys know what a Merkum is.
It's
a Merkin?
Merkin?
A Merkin? You know what a Merkin is.
A Merkum.
How do you spell it?
M-E-R-C-U-M.
No. That may be a Merkin that you soiled.
Is it half fish, half orgasm?
No, a Merkum is a hairpiece for a woman's vagina.
No, you're spelling it wrong.
That's a Merkin.
Yeah, it's a Merkin.
It's a Merkin?
Yes.
Yeah. That's the thing we said three times the first time?
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Thanks.
Yeah. You're on hold for 33 minutes for us to correct you?
Well,
all right, buddy.
At least he learned something.
Good times, though.
Yeah, but the thing is that we found one on eBay for sale for $15, and me and a bunch of guys from work got together, and we pitched in, and we ordered it.
Yeah, really? Took a bunch of you to raise the $15? All right,
good time.
What are they going to do with it when they get it?
I don't care.
And it can be for, it's only for, can it be for men? I think men can wear a Merkin as
you
well.
You need a different shape, though.
Brian?
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
I'm just calling about the Man Show Boy. I wanted to know how he got his job.
We auditioned, guys, did we not? Jimmy?
Actually, we took some runaways in is how we did it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we auditioned. You know, there's a lot of, it's kind of weird, actually. A lot of child actors in L.A., and they're homeschooled, and their parents bring them in, and, you know, they're really auditioning is their life, and this kid, he was a, you know, chubby little kid, and he seemed kind of innocent and not as actorly as some of the other kids, and we tried them out, and...
Very pliable.
Yeah. Yes.
They showed up at a
Nerves of Steel.
Weren't they at a calendar signing we were at?
That's right.
Unfortunately, he's not a boy anymore.
He got big, and he got so big that guys were threatening to punch him. You know, when he would say the things to them.
Yeah,
the show's being sued over one of the Man Show Boy things.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Some jackass guy who was like in the way background of the shot claims he's an actor, and now he can't get work because of this.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
Hollywood is
and that bottom feeder Gloria Allred represents him.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Woman.
She is such a colossal piece of garbage.
Sucking the moss off battleships.
Oh, she's so horrible. Anyone, all women who is she Gloria? Is that Gloria Steinem?
Oh, Gloria
Allred. Yeah,
all glorious. God. I have a problem with all glorious. Even the one from All in the Family. She was annoying.
I don't know what's worse though, a Gloria or a Judith. Judiths are bad too.
But there's not as many of them. The glorious, you know, you get them in the attic, and you can't sleep at all.
She just looks like some sort of incredible clown. She's like attorney clown.
You know, they made a big deal out of it. They put her on like a Connie Chung show or something
about
like
this?
That. We happen to be watching TV in the office, and it's like suddenly we see Adam and I, and it says lawsuit at the bottom of the thing. And it's just like, it's such a joke. It's so ridiculous. I mean, to imagine that this guy, you know, he can't get why.
Who said that?
This guy. I mean, it's
Connie Chung didn't attack.
Right? Well, Connie Chung was, you know, an impartial observer, but it's really.
Why do they have to be that?
He was flat out ridiculous.
He was traumatized, and he can't work. And he's
by having been in the background.
Yeah,
he's just some blowhard hack actor. Yeah. Actors are the worst.
Yeah.
They're really the worst that the culture has to offer.
They're right up there, but I have to put lawyers ahead of them or below them, one or the other.
Yeah,
lawyers who represent actors.
Yes.
The worst.
Okay. Named Gloria. Christina?
Yeah?
We got to take a little break here, sweetie pie.
Okay.
Yeah, you talk too long. You know, you have to learn to edit yourself.
Okay.
You're 20. Your boyfriend said another name during sex?
Yeah.
Oh.
Woman's name, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
All right. Is it a... Well, I don't want to get into it just yet. We'll tease this, as they say in the radio business. Jimmy Kimmel in studio tonight, and we'll be right back with Christina. Hey, everybody, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Jimmy Kimmel in studio tonight. Unwritten Law tomorrow night. Jerry O'Connell from Kangaroo Jack is going to be in here on Thursday night. Jimmy's show kicks off on Sunday after the Super Bowl. It's going to be live, and then it'll go on Monday through Friday, which will be its regular time at midnight all throughout the land. We also are doing a MTV tailgate extravaganza, but it's actually spectacular. I just keep calling it that, but they're in the same
family.
And
we got a whole new batch of crank anchors coming up next month. Yeah,
I think the 6th March.
March, first weekend of March. It's going to be on Tuesday night, so you're going to move it to Tuesday. Did you know that?
No, I did not hear
that. What was it on before?
Sunday at 10:30 after the Man Show.
And I want to go to Hawaii. Yay! I want to go to Hawaii. And it's really good. It's really looking sharp this year.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of new episodes and all the old favorites and a bunch of new characters. So you want to check that out at the beginning of March. Christina?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yep.
All right, so your boyfriend cried out a name while you were being intimate with him.
Yeah.
What was it, a name that you recognized?
No.
What was the name?
Lauren.
What's your name?
Christina.
That's my sister's name, that son of a bitch.
How did he say it?
Huh?
How did he say it?
No, I don't... Like, we were...
Like, mimic it. Go ahead and act it out.
No, I don't want to.
Come on.
I don't want to.
Well, if you want us to analyze this, we have to know how it was said.
No, we were just... I can't explain it. It was just, like, it was loud and clear. It was just like, he just goes, Lauren, and I was like, what?
And were you in a very close, intimate moment at that point?
Yeah, it was.
And what did you do?
I said, what did you call me?
Did you stop what you were doing?
Yeah.
And what did he say?
I said, what did you call me? And he goes, he's like, I didn't call you anything. I said, I love you. I said, no, you didn't. You called me Lauren. Who's Lauren?
Maybe he said he was out whoring.
Yeah. He said, love you.
It could have sounded like that.
No, but it was loud and clear, Lauren.
All right. Well, here's the big question. Does he have any Lauren in his past that you're aware of?
No.
Even if he did, who cares?
Well, this is like one of those.
Do you think he's cheating on you?
I think so, but he doesn't have the time to.
Well, then why do you think so?
I think he is because, like, he's been acting a little bit differently.
In what way?
Like, I don't know, like, he talks about different things.
Like what?
Like, he used to, like, I don't know, like, he'll say, before, he used to just talk about sports and stuff because that's whenever me and him got together. Me and him, we started talking about sports and stuff, and now every time I bring up sports or something like that, he'll just change the subject automatically.
Oh, then he's definitely cheating.
That is a sign of
cheating.
You
make quite a compelling argument. He's no longer talking about sports. Baby, you got a problem on your hands. Yeah. I can remember when one of my girlfriends stopped talking about sports. I knew that was the beginning of the end. Hey, really, that's it. Him not talking about sports. That's the reason he's cheating.
No. He's just the way he moves and stuff, like if, like, I'll go to touch his hand or something, he'll just move it really quick.
No, a guy who's cheating is doubling down on that kind of stuff.
Well, wait a minute. Does he then slap you on top of the hand?
No, he'll just move his hand really quick, and I'll just be like, well, what's wrong? All right. And
okay.
I'll just, oh, no, nothing.
Just maybe he's not in the relationship, but that doesn't mean he's cheating. Because guys that cheat usually will be extra nice to compensate for what they're doing.
Maybe he wants out.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Well, figure it out. Let us know how it works.
What do you want from us? What can we do to help you?
Well, okay, I'm not trying to tell you how to do your job. No, it's just, like, I really didn't want this relationship. I didn't want it at all. And then... Like, he just goes, please, let's just stay together. And then, like, a week ago, I go, I really don't want this relationship anymore. And he goes, please, just let's stay together. I really love you, blah, 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 blah. Right?
All right. It sounds like a lot of chaos for some reason.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you don't want to be in it, go ahead and get out. Don't look for reasons to get out. Just get out.
That's one of the rare instances when someone said, I don't want to tell you how to do something. And then didn't actually tell you how to do something.
Yeah, really. I think she thinks she told.
They truly did not want to tell you, and she was a woman of her word. I wish more people would be that way.
I don't
want to
insult you.
Right.
But you look great.
Yeah. Or just nothing. Talk about something else.
But I was walking around today, and I bought a newspaper.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish there were more people that didn't want to do what they're about to say and didn't actually do it. That was very refreshing. That made the night for me. Vicky?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Yes, I am.
I don't want to tell you how to live your life, but, well, let's go to another call. You see? See how that works?
Hello?
All right, Vicky, what's up?
Hi. I went to this rave on Saturday, and I bought what I thought was an E-bomb, but I don't think it was. And I had certain symptoms, and I know it wasn't something that I get from ecstasy.
What's an E-bomb, Drew?
It's ecstasy. Yeah. I've rolled like about 5 different times now.
Oh, now it's called an E-bomb?
Well, it's called E-bombs, X, whatever.
It's another word.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't hip to the bomb part. That's a new part.
All right, so what happened to you?
Well, I took it, and about 15 to 20 minutes after I took it, I started feeling really out of it. And I felt like I had smoked way too much pot, and I couldn't dance. And usually when I take E, I feel like dancing. I feel like getting up. I feel like cuddling and touching people. And my jaw clenches usually. And none of those things happened. My stomach felt kind of funny for, like, about 10 minutes. I thought I was going to puke. And I just felt insanely high, insanely disoriented. I didn't know what was going on. I just wanted to sit down and do nothing. And the biggest part of it I didn't like about it was the fact that it made my stomach hurt. And my stomach is still hurting today, actually, from it. And I don't know what I took.
Well,
I want to know what I took.
Do they have the raves you go to, they have those testers that test the drugs?
Well, they didn't have that. They had a DanceSafe booth, and I looked up the kind of pill that I took, and it said it was supposedly supposed to be pure MDMA, but it didn't feel like it at all. And there are rumors flying around the rave like, oh, what you took, it wasn't MDMA, it was something else.
What do they think it was?
Well, some people were telling me, oh, it's DXM, and other people were telling me that it's Foxy.
What's that, Foxy?
You guys haven't heard of that yet?
No, what's that?
Oh, well,
You may not have guessed this from listening to me do a bunch of antiquated 70s references, but I don't hit the rave scene as much as I want to.
What is Foxy?
Well, Foxy, I don't know if I really took it or not, but it's this new drug, actually, and it's they aren't even quite sure what it is yet, so it's actually still legal. And it's basically like a synthesized candy flip. Candy flip meaning when you do ecstasy and acid at the same time. Like, Foxy is, like, taking 3 E-pills and 3 hits of acid at the same time.
So probably
it's not real. It's synthesized.
Vicky, you know it would be a good job for you? Interpreter at the rave embassy.
Really?
Like old squares pull up in windbreakers and Bermuda shorts, and they say, "My daughter's been taking those goofballs," and then you do all
actually,
the Foxy.
That's an E-bomb.
I like the way, though, a substance that has been chemically created is not real. It's synthesized.
Yes, doesn't exist.
Yeah, what do you think that means, it's synthesized?
As in, it creates the feeling like you're rolling or like you're on acid, only it's not real.
No.
I don't know.
Synthesized just means a couple of methyl groups have been added to ecstasy, basically, and it changes its effect on the brain.
Well, let's talk about the bigger picture, Vicky.
Okay.
You're doing a lot of e-bombing and a lot of rolling and raving. You probably should slow down a little on that. Drew does not like the E and its adverse effects on the brain. Yes, Drew?
I don't like it. I've seen a lot of tragedies, unfortunately. Listen, it sounds like you may have taken, I'm suspicious it might have been an opiate and acid. Like
a what?
An opiate, like heroin and acid, something like that. That kind of like Oxycontin and acid, something like that. I wonder if that maybe was the combination you got your hands on.
Oh.
Well, the best thing is just to stop taking drugs at rave parties.
Yeah, but
right.
Yeah. Okay, pops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Kimmel. Hey, you're not.
It's like, why even call in though if you're gonna? You know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's ridiculous.
All right, everybody, stay away from those drugs. Of course, alcohol is not a drug.
No. You can still drink a hot 12-pack of hams out of your trunk.
That's right.
That's cool though, right?
That's old school, brother.
That's right.
Jimmy Kimmel in studio tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Well, that's the show, everybody. I want to thank the great Jimmy Kimmel for coming in studio tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Again, you can see what everyone's talking about Sunday night. All you got to do is just leave the Super Bowl on.
Adam said I can't come down and see your show. May I come Sunday?
Yes, you can come.
I'd love to come see it.
Well, what's he going to say?
Don't tell
now?
My sister, because I've put a ban on my family from coming.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't look like his fan.
Because you know what the thing is? The problem is they're overly supportive, and I can't have that. I can't have people clapping at every sentence.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
If you like my family,
Drew will barely pay attention to the show.
Grandma can scream about Where's Bill Maher. All right, that's the show. Unwritten Law tomorrow night. Until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Izzle for chisel, dizzle.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.